1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaks expressly, that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which Elohim has created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of Elohim is good, and nothing is to be refused, if received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of Elohim and prayer. If you shall put the brothers in remembrance of these things, you will be a good minister of Yeshua the Messiah, nourished by the words of faith and of good doctrine, to which you have attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather to Elohimliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but Elohimliness is profitable to all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living Elohim who is the Savior of all men, specially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers in word, in deportment, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give yourself wholly to them, so that your profiting may appear to all. Take heed to yourself and to your doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this you will both save yourself, and those who hear you.